Welcome to this demonstration, Managing Data with SQL Server 2012 Master Data Services. My name is Peter Myers, I'm a SQL Server MVP and a mentor with SolidQ. So in this demonstration, I commence by launching the Master Data Manager. This is a web application typically used by the administrators to manage the Master Data Services environment. And so with the intention in this demonstration to go ahead and create a master list of the resellers that are used in the organization. So I start by selecting System Administration. And in here, I'm able to go ahead and add a new model, which I'll provide the name AdventureWorks BI. And I deselect this checkbox because I only want a model that is empty. And then I'm going to go ahead and create the model content initially by working with the new Excel add-in for MDS. So I create the model, and now we have this empty model named AdventureWorks BI. And now the rest of the work that I do is typically going to happen inside Excel. So I go ahead and launch Excel. And note here very quickly, in fact it was too quick, in the splash screen we could see that the add-in for MDS was being loaded. The evidence that we have that the add-in has been installed is that we have the master data ribbon sitting here. So the first thing that I do is go ahead and open up from my demonstration resources an Excel workbook that contains a list of the resellers that I need to then import to create a master list in MDS. In order to work with the MDS instance, here on the master data ribbon, I use this connect, manage connections. I don't have any defined by default, so I click new. I provide a description, and then the URL to the service itself, which on this machine is Kiwi on port 82. All right, I can go ahead and test that connection. And it's having a good think about it. All right, we have success. So then I can go ahead and use that connection by connecting to it. And so now what we find in Excel on the right side is that the Master Data Explorer is open. And that allows me here in the drop-down list to toggle between the models. So think of models like containers, in a sense like databases in the relational world. And understand also that we can have versioning within models. And by default, when you create a model, there will be the initial version, in this case version 1. So it's very, very simplistic to create entities. These are the master lists that are stored in Master Data Services. So what I have before me in the worksheet named Reseller is a range selected already that is a table consisting of the ID, the reseller, and address details. So here on the master data ribbon, I simply click Create Entity. And that range is automatically copied into the first box. And yes, the range includes headers. The model that I wish to create the entity in is the AdventureWorks BI and the first version. The name of the entity will be reseller, and then it's mandatory that there is a unique column used as the code. So the reseller ID is a perfect candidate for this. And then optional is that there is a name attribute also. And so the name of the reseller is a perfect fit in this case. And so with this configuration, simply by clicking OK, what the add-in will do is create the entity consisting of these attributes that are the columns of the table. And then it's uploading all of this data to become the initial members of the list. And then once it's succeeded, what it does on this new worksheet in my workbook, so note the name of this worksheet is Reseller1. It's very much connected to the instance, and then it said we'll just open up the list and let's take a look at it. So we can see now in terms of the attributes. So there is the name and the code. Both of these are mandatory attributes for an entity in Master Data Services, and then we have the custom attributes of address, city, state, and zip. Scroll down to the very end, there's something I need to point out to you. And that is that we have a reseller here by the name of World of Bikes. And for those that know their geography reasonably well, they might appreciate that Honolulu is not in the state of Oregon. All right. In fact, we have an error here in the data, and we're going to address that as part of the data correction that we do in this demonstration. All right, I'm going to create a second entity, and so what we discover is that in the state attribute, it is possible for me to come in and type in any value that I want. I could type in Hawaii here, which in fact is the correct state. I'm going to press Escape to undo that change, because my requirement is that I do not want users, or those that are managing the data in this list, to choose a state that doesn't exist. And so what I'm going to do is select this state, and here on the master data ribbon, in the attribute properties, I change the type to become a constrained list. In other words, the values that are provided in this list for that attribute must be defined in another attribute, and they're constrained. We cannot choose a state that does not exist. And so what this window is allowing me to configure is the creation of a new entity that I'll name state, that will then be populated with the unique values presently found in the state attribute of the reseller entity. So I click OK, it creates the state entity, and it takes those distinct values and it uses them to populate the code and the name attributes of the state. So take a look now in this attribute that it's really a drop-down list, this constrained list of states that we can use to define the resellers within the organization. Now when I right-click the Reseller 1 worksheet, I can go ahead and delete it. We shouldn't be concerned, it's not actually deleting the data on the server itself. It's just freeing up space in my workbook. Then I go ahead and create a new worksheet, and here in the Master Data Explorer, I select my model, and I simply double-click state. And this is the way that we load an entity that allows us to interrogate the members that we have defined, and also to insert new, delete existing, or modify the existing values that we have for members. So one thing that we see here is that when you create an entity in this way, both the name and the code are the same. It would make much more sense if the name was actually the full name of the state. So here in the state name worksheet, I actually have the full state name values. So I copy them and I paste them in very much to simulate, you know, this data entry activity here inside Excel. So note the different color here. The background has changed to represent that the value is different from the value that was retrieved when we loaded this entity. And then what I can do is scroll to the very bottom of this table, and I can bring in that I'm going to add a new member named Hawaii that has the code HI. Here on the master data ribbon, I simply click publish, and we have the option then to provide annotations that describe the new or changes that we're making here. So updates to the state members. And then I click publish, and those changes are now being published to the server. Okay. So at this point, I can delete this worksheet as well. So that's very much the capabilities of the new add-in in Excel. It's very, very convenient for users, providing they have permission, to connect to an instance of Master Data Services, to then go ahead and load entities and maintain the entities if they have permission. They could introduce new attributes. They can change the values. They can insert new members, they can delete existing members. Now there's been enhancements to the Master Data Manager also in the SQL Server 2012 release. So by clicking the SQL Server logo, that takes me straight back to the main page. And then what I'm going to do is switch across to the AdventureWorks BI model. And we also have the capability to explore and manage the members of our entities using the Explorer here. Now what Explorer does is it uses Silverlight capability and allows me then to go ahead and explore the members of my different entities. So by default, it has opened up the reseller entity, and of interest was that reseller named World of Bikes that presently is defined for the state of Oregon, yet the city is Honolulu. Let's go ahead and locate it and make a change. So I'm going to go ahead and apply a filter, and the filter will be where the name is like, and then I'll just use a wildcard match, anything that begins with the word world. So I apply that filter condition, and then it's isolated simply two members, and here it is, World of Bikes, Honolulu, but with the incorrect state. So I can come across here and use the drop-down list and then select the state of Hawaii. And for an annotation that keeps track of what I'm doing, data correction. Click OK. And the master list has been updated. Now in addition to this, if I view the transactions, we get to see a complete log of what has happened, by whom, and when. So we can see here at this point in time, the prior value of Oregon has changed to Hawaii, and it was me that did this. So it's all very well to collect this information in Master Data Services, but how can we make use of it generally? And so an improvement in SQL Server 2012 is there's the facilitation of exporting the data via subscription views. So back on the home page of Master Data Manager, here under Integration Management, I'm going to define a subscription view that allows us to retrieve the reseller information. And this could be of use, for example, by Integration Services for populating a reseller dimension table in the data warehouse. So I go ahead and create a view, and the view will simply be named Reseller, based on the AdventureWorks BI model and its first version. The entity it's based on is the reseller entity, and I simply want all of the Leaf members. Essentially, it means all of the members in this entity. And then I go ahead and click Save. So what that has effectively done is created a view inside the Master Data Management Services database. So here, in this instance, it happens to be named MDS. And if we take a look at the views, here is the subscription view, simply reseller. And so I right click, select top 1,000 rows. We get to see now that we have this simple interface, simply a view, in order to access the members of the entity. And in addition to the attributes, be them the fixed attributes that come with the product or the custom attributes that we have, all of the information is available here. And anyone that can write a basic select statement and has permission, of course, can go ahead and connect to this database and retrieve the members from the entity. So that pretty much concludes the demonstration working with the new features in Master Data Services, starting with the improved Master Data Manager, the add-in for Excel, and then the improved visibility of exploring data using the Silverlight capabilities of the Master Data Manager. Thank you very much for watching.